With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. carried out new airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who continue to target ships in the Red Sea. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. wants to work with both friendly nations and others on stopping the Houthi attacks,
including those with influence in Tehran and influence in other capitals in the Middle East, making this a priority to indicate that the entire world rejects wholesale the idea that a group like the Houthis can basically hijack the world as they are doing.
The Biden administration is expected to soon announce plans to redesignate Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen as specifically designated global terrorists. GOP presidential hopefuls Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley will be traversing New Hampshire ahead of next week's Republican primary. University of New Hampshire political science professor Dante Scala says campaign speeches in New Hampshire won't be about social issues.
What you'll hear a lot of over the next several days are fiscal issues, taxes, deficits. You'll hear about the border. Immigration will be a key issue that is discussed over and over again.
Former President Trump came in first in last night's Iowa caucuses, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and then former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Parts of Oregon are bracing for freezing rain after a weekend of extreme winds knocked out trees and cut power to thousands. Across the U.S., perilously cold weather on Tuesday closed schools and put electricity supplies at risk. Tennessee Valley Authority, which provides electricity to millions of people, asked customers in seven states to voluntarily cut back. This is SRN News. Some pro-life advocates are to be honored this week.
The National Prayer Service is set to be held on Friday here in Washington, D.C., and the National Pro-Life Recognition Award will be delivered to several people for their pro-life activism. Bishop Joseph Strickland will be one of them. Pope Francis publicly removed him from his position as bishop of the Diocese of Tyler, Texas, for his outspoken support of the unborn. Mark Lee Dixon, who leads the Texas Sanctuary City Movement, will also be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern reports a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake, particularly in the Sendai and Fukushima areas. The missionary organization A3 is also on the ground in Japan, providing both physical and spiritual support. This is SRN News. It was a rough return from a long weekend on Wall Street after a Fed official said interest rates may not come down quickly. We hear more on the market's day from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street in a sluggish return to trading following a three-day holiday weekend. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Tuesday. The benchmark index remains within one good day of the all-time high it set 2 years ago. The Dow fell 231 points. That's about 0.6%. The Dow was weighed down by another loss in Boeing. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Morgan Stanley sank more than 4%. The investment bank said a legal matter in a special assessment knocked more than $500 million off its pre-tax earnings. Spirit Airlines fell by almost half after a federal judge blocked its takeover by JetBlue. JetBlue rose about 5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.